Nico Horning here with Chiefs right-handed pitcher Nate Dome. And Nate, let's talk about a little bit of your background here with baseball before we get into your college work and then here in Peoria. What first got you introduced in the game of baseball?
Yeah, so my parents wanted me to try out every sport. They wanted to see what I liked. And when I was three, they had me in T-ball. And I think then I was a better hitter. I was like, they had to actually like pitch to me in T-ball because I was hitting it too far. But that, like, I think from then on, I like had a love for the game, and my parents were like really leaned into that, and they gave me every opportunity to play the game. And it's ever since then, like, I've always told anyone that asks, like, oh, what do you want to do when you're older? I want to be a professional baseball player. That's what it's been. I think like early on, maybe like I said, like, I want to be a garbage man or whatever. Sure. But since then, like, it's been, this is what I've wanted to do. And so like being able to do that is a true blessing.
Well, here you are. Born in Geneva, Chicago suburbs, moved around a little bit, and now you're in Indiana where you went to high school as well. At what point, I guess, did you really fall into being a pitcher and really focusing on pitching? Was it in high school? Was it earlier? Was it later?
Yeah, so I played both. I played both ways my freshman year, but that was when I started growing and I started putting on weight. I was really taking the weight room seriously. And my arm strength just kept going up and up, and I was like pitching really well. And our head coach in high school, Jared Moore, he was like, we could really use you on the mound in our bullpen on varsity. You could go and hit and be on JV, but we need your help on varsity. You could be a really good option for us out of the pen. So my sophomore year, that's when I just kind of started pitching only. That summer I hit, but I'm not going to sit here and lie and say I was a good hitter or anything. I didn't hit for much power. I was more of like a gap-to-gap guy. Even I was pretty decently sized for my age at that time, but I didn't really hit with power much. So I was like, why even really try to entertain this? Like, if I'm going to have a future in this game, it's going to be on the mound. And so that kind of started the whole, like, PO life, I guess you could say.
Yeah, right. Yeah. There's the baseball slang. When it comes to your college choice and pitching at Mississippi State, that had to be just a true community experience. Games are probably as electric as it gets. But what was that experience like being a D1 collegiate pitcher at such a highly touted school, an SEC school?
Yeah, so I had the opportunity my freshman year. I played at Ball State, and I learned a lot there and developed as a pitcher a lot. I think Larry Scully was there. My freshman year, he was amazing pitching coach there, and he helped me develop a lot into the pitcher I want to be. And then kind of after that, I made the decision to go in the portal and explore other opportunities. And Mississippi State reached out, and I went on a visit, and I was like, I don't know why I would ever want to go anywhere else. The facility was amazing. I knew no matter what, I was going to be able to get better, and I really liked what Coach Foxall had to say, our pitching coach my sophomore year. He really helped me develop my slider and then helped develop my mindset as a pitcher. And then Coach Parker the next year really helped develop more even into that and becoming a starter, even more on the mindset side too, but just throwing everything I have for a strike. And then just being able to throw in front of such a passionate fan base is such a privilege. And I think going from a mid-major to that kind of environment, like, you appreciate that more. I think you learn how to compete in an environment like that. I think it is the first couple times you do it, you really get the nerves going, but you tell yourself it's excitement, then you're ready to go, and you can kind of feed into that. And so, like, I think that kind of helped me prepare, like, to pitch in front of a big crowd. Like, that's what you live for, you know? And so, like, you learn to control your emotions, control your adrenaline, and it really does help you develop as a pitcher, to being able to pitch in front of an environment of fans that really do expect so much out of you. They expect the best out of you, and so it really does push you to be better, the best version of yourself as a pitcher.
It's like that's their major league team, you know, in some of those certain areas. Here in Peoria, you and This is as we have Jose Cordova on a tractor in front of us here mid-interview. Initial reaction on this?
I can't believe he's doing this.
Maybe there's a bet involved there, like there was between you and Tanner Franklin, who pitched to Tennessee. What was that experience like? Maybe you could tell the fans what happened and the outcome.
Yeah, so Tanner and I are road roommates at home here, so we're spending a lot of time together. I think there's always some friendly banter whenever you can have it. Like, we compete in everything we do, playing ping pong, whatever it is. And I was like, all right, whoever wins the series, like, you got to win. Whoever wins the series between Tennessee and Mississippi State, like, if Mississippi State wins, you got to wear Mississippi State gear. If Tennessee wins, I'll wear Tennessee gear. And credit to Tennessee, they went into Duty Noble and took that series, and sadly had to wear all orange. And sure, he posted on the story, but that was hilarious. Stuff like that's fun though. Just even now, like, not really being around the team anymore, but like, still, I'm watching every game, rooting the guys on.
That's awesome. That's a great bet, and unfortunately, came out to be that outcome for you. But you know, it worked. You are a big, I guess, student of the game would be the right way to describe you, as far as your knowledge in certain metrics and numbers when it comes to pitching. And it's something that certain pitchers are all for, others are like, let me just throw the ball. Where did that development come from for you? And just some background on this, I was out watching Nate do some things yesterday on the mound with the track man, a couple of other pitchers throwing bullpens as well, and there was a lot of numbers that can be involved in the game, and it's available for use. How did you get involved in that?
Yeah, I think like reading into the numbers is really good when you're trying to develop a pitch in a vacuum. I think it helps. It helps with making a certain pitch better by itself, and so, like, yes, you can learn what makes a pitch really good, and that help, in that aspect, you can develop your pitch on its own. I think when it comes to an arsenal as a whole, I think it's about like understanding your numbers, but then understanding how those numbers for each pitch play with each other all together. And I think I kind of learned a lot of that from the Mets, who drafted me. They were super analytical with how they approached the game, and I think that gave me a better understanding of why. Like, for example, like, why my fastball is good or why my slider is good. So I think more here it's understanding the metrics, yes, but also, like, trying to build an arsenal and pitch and become a better pitcher. So it's kind of like, I think here with the Cardinals, it's more of a blend and trying to blend pitching in and the art of, like, the metrics. So it is trying to make you into a better pitcher as a whole here with the Cardinals.
Sure. Last question for you. Maybe given some of those numbers, given some mechanical adjustments that I'm sure you've made with Michael Lowe or previous pitching coach in prior years, what are a couple things that you're looking at leaning on here in the next month or so as we're approaching, I guess, the halfway point of the season, not too far away?
Yeah, I think just understanding that you don't have to throw the best pitch in the best location every single time. Like, sometimes maybe throwing a bad pitch isn't the worst thing, you know, like, in quotations, a bad pitch. Like, that can set up other parts of your arsenal. I think understanding that maybe, yes, like, a fastball up is a good spot here, but understanding that maybe a fastball down is not a bad spot either, and that's going to help play, help your slider play better. And so, for me, it's just about understanding that, yeah, maybe things haven't been going all too great on the field performance-wise, and yes, struggle is going to happen, but there's a way out, and it's through, like, continuing to show up and putting good work every single day and really having good focus in my bullpens and understanding that, like, I am a good pitcher and my stuff is going to play. It's right now it's struggling because I'm not giving myself the best opportunity for success with where I'm throwing pitches in certain counts and getting ahead. Like, I think the biggest thing with pitching is getting ahead and winning the race to two strikes. Getting to two strikes in the first three pitches, it's the biggest deal.
100%. Well, best of luck going forward this season. Nate Dome, Chiefs right-handed pitcher, here on a beautiful day in Peoria. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.